About 10 years ago, Coach K for Krzyzewski was cast in a commercial where, with his nasally Chicago voice, he said, "I'm not just a basketball coach, I'm a leader." And indeed, the term leader is bounced around almost as much as the leather ball itself. I offer you a case today. I wish I were in class to hear your interpretations and theories. As in class, I will reveal the case in two stages and offer a few takeaways. Part one, a picture, and these questions. What do you think is happening, and what does it tell us about leadership? If you're listening to the audio version, it's a picture of Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo, literally face to face with a player, yelling at him and red in the face. The photograph was taken last week. Michigan State University men's basketball coach, or coaching legend as he's often referred to, Tom Izzo is talking to Henry, a 19-year-old freshman, during a timeout. Face reading 101, a pre-kindergarten requirement, informed us that Izzo is furious. Heck, your dog and cat could read this most basic human expression. Question, does fury belong in leadership? Perhaps under the rubric passion, or under the broader rubric of motivated? Or does fury belong under madness? Should it be tagged, hashtag out of control, hashtag him too, hashtag abuse, or hashtag another investigation into MSU sports? Let me put some parameters around this inquiry. First, it is an instant only. Perhaps our judgment would change if we knew that Izzo has also shown great love for this 18-year-old freshman, or if Henry's parents, or even Henry himself, said he wants or needs to get lit up sometimes, and that Izzo knows his people and who gets motivated by what kind of behavior. Second, we'd perhaps feel much different if we knew that Izzo later did what the Army calls an after-action review to discuss his own behavior with Henry. And if he reviewed his own behavior with his assistant coaches, a therapist, a priest, his athletic director, or his team captain, was he developing emotional intelligence to examine his own roles? We know none of this. You can probably tell that my view is that this is madness and not great leadership. Yes, Jobs and Musk and Izzo and Bobby Knight were, or are, geniuses at driving to create their visionary product. But they were terrible role models. Their lack of self-regulation demonstrated a lack of emotional intelligence. They modeled for employees, or in this case, players, as well as thousands of parents and coaches and bosses, that, quote, sometimes you got to get in somebody's face and let them have it, end quote. Their vision was distorted. They didn't or don't see that human growth, not just championship trophies, sales dominance, and yes, their own heroism, are the measures of success. Bottom line, it is a lack of imagination on the part of a leader that says you either yell or you lose. That is a false and unimaginative choice. Part two, you have to watch this 8-second clip from which the above photo is extracted. I assert that Cassius Winston exhibited greater leadership behaviors than Izzo. I'll share a footnote at the end. We can't know Cassius' motives any more than we know Coach Izzo's. He gently but sternly seems to push Izzo back and away from the other player. Was he protecting the brother, getting the coach to refocus? What did he say when, after seeming to modulate the coach, he also turned to his fellow player? We don't know. I will say this. Winston demonstrated courageous leadership to take on a fully authorized bully, and he exemplified a way in which leading by two, in this case, captain and coach, can be vital for an organization. I hope Izzo is listening to Winston, and not just Winston listening to Izzo, as we can all grow from listening deeply to our key partners and lead with our best self. The footnote here is that I'm mindful of the irony that Izzo has been verbally tearing into Cassius Winston for the latter's 3 years at MSU. And although we don't see it, I assume he's also been building Winston up. So has Winston emerged as a leader because of Izzo's coaching? and his thrashing, and or in spite of it? I imagine both. Many of Izzo's former players pledged that he helped shape them into men of character, and they professed their love for him. I like to think that Cassius Winston's character was shaped by his Detroit Jesuit high school education, where the motto is being men and women for and with others. To me, Winston demonstrated the Jesuit values of being loving and committed to justice when the one in power landed with full force on one of the weakest individuals of the team.